AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he'll punish Russia with tariffs if there isn't a deal to end the war in Ukraine within 50 days. Saker Magani reports he's again expressing his frustration with Vladimir Putin.
He says they talk often about ending the war.
And I always hang up and say, well, that was a nice phone call. And then missiles are launched into Kiev or some other city. And I said, strange.
And the war keeps going.
At a certain point, you know, ultimately talk doesn't talk. It's got to be action. It's got to be results.
In the Oval Office, the president and NATO chief Mark Rutte laid out plans for European allies to buy American weapons and send them to Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
EU trade ministers are calling President Trump's planned 30% tariffs absolutely unacceptable, and they're studying new countermeasures. The cause of a fire that tore through an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts Sunday night is under investigation. Julie Walker reports it killed 9 people and
trapping residents like Lorraine Ferreira.
I really thought I was going to die.
Ferreira says instead of staff alerting her, a neighbor did, but she could not get out.
I hung out the window yelling, help, help, second floor. And someone above me was yelling, help, help, third floor.
Emergency workers rescued more than half the roughly 70 residents. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon says it wasn't easy.
The mobility issues associated with this type of facility is the biggest obstacle, right? I mean, you have a lot of people that can hardly get out of the building on a good day.
At least 30 were injured, some severely, others with smoke inhalation. Governor Maura Healey.
It's so heartbreaking and so sad.
I'm Julie Walker.
Rain again hampered searchers in the Texas Hill Country Monday after July 4th floods that killed at least 132 people. State officials now say 101 remain missing. And heavy rain swept across parts of the Northeast Monday night. Flash floods stranding vehicles in New Jersey. This is AP News. The osprey may be on the decline again.
After pesticides nearly eliminated the osprey bird in the U.S., it bounced back after DDT was banned in 1972.
Can you hear the chick calling?
Now Brian Watts of the College of William and Mary says the number of new chicks is decreasing. He blames overfishing of their food, menhaden.
We're currently producing fewer chicks than we did during the DDT era, the height of the DDT era, which was a global catastrophe.
Monty Deal of Ocean Harvesters says the decline of osprey may have nothing to do with fishing menhaden.
Man takes about 0.5% of the biomass a year. The other 99.5% of Atlantic menhaden are left in the water.
Watts says he'd like regulatory agencies to address the issue. I'm Donna Water.
More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.